I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey hackers, today's episode is about becoming a master of anything. Okay, so this is something I learned from somebody called Matt Morris. And Matt is in the MLM and he is a top income earner. He's huge. It's not just a top earner, he's huge. He's awesome. Even though I'm not in his company anymore, I think he's a great bloke. I have a huge amount of respect for the guy. Just because I do. Anyways, what Matt teaches is, one of his teachings that I was watching was about learning and leadership and mastering things. And Matt says that if you read 5 books on a topic, you will know more about that topic than 95% of the world. Just 5 books on one topic. So if you want to master something, become a master of it, all you need to do is read at least 5 books on the subject. Isn't that cool? So if there's something that you're passionate about, and maybe you even have insecurities about not knowing much about it, or you don't think you're a master at it, what you need to do is get yourself in the work, study it. And because you love it already, it's not going to be hard to study it. I can spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours reading about learning or fitness stuff or personal growth, mindset. Now I'm getting more into other things like not just mindset, but energy shifts and healing and all kinds of stuff, man. So much stuff. But the thing is, if you want to master something, what you have to do is just read at least 5 books on that subject. But don't just read it, action it and talk about it and do something with that knowledge. That's when it's going to sink in better. Especially if you're more like, I'm more of a kinesthetic learner, so I need to do things and kind of feel them or touch them in a way in order to get a really good understanding of something. So reading things for me is not as, I don't really retain information in that way. Like, it has to impact me somehow emotionally or something in order for me to retain information like that. The way I learn is to do. So for me, I can read those books, but I need to actually be perhaps sharing that information, teaching that to someone else, so actually doing it or doing the thing, whatever I'm learning, doing that thing. So, but there's so much information out there. There's so much information out there, and I can get so caught up in learning so many different things, and then I don't really get to reach my full potential in just one area. I'm so busy getting good at a lot of things that I don't, or trying to get good at a lot of different things instead of focusing on one and mastering one. So my new way of doing things now is to focus more on getting good at one thing, mastering that thing, and then moving on to the next thing. So become a master, everybody. It doesn't need to take you that long. How about 5 books? How about you get yourself onto Book Depository or Audible or something like that, and choose yourself 5 books. Go searching online of a topic that you're interested in and get the 5 best books on the topic and start becoming a master today. It's a short and sweet one today, everybody. Have a great day. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.